This is Live Your Life, the ultimate guide on how you can follow your dreams and live the life you've always wanted. Discover tips on how to get things done and follow through on your dreams. Written by Lamar London. Read by Marcus Malanga. Everyone has desires that they want to fulfill. Most of the time, your desires change as you learn what you are truly interested in. But sometimes, the desires you have as a child or a young adult are still on your mind years later. Either way, reaching your desires takes work and persistence, and you have to follow through even when you don't feel like it. This audiobook will help you to identify what your desires actually are and how you can set goals and make plans to achieve them. Having the desire to do or be something simply isn't enough. You have to have a plan, keep track of your progress, and make adjustments as you get new information. Chapter 1. How to Clearly Define Your Desires. You know what's strange? Most people have no idea what they want, and what they say that they want is rarely what they actually want. Isn't that funny? Most people, if they were honest with themselves, and they actually sat down and took the time to look at what they desired, would find that what they say they want is actually just a fraction of a facet of what they actually want. And in some cases, it is the polar opposite of what they want. Let's talk girls for a second. You know how girls go around moaning about how they can't find a nice guy? Well, for most girls, a nice guy is the last thing they want. Nice guys will buy you things, make them breakfast in bed, and give them massages anytime they ask. But that gets boring really fast, and what most girls really want is a guy who is confident and challenging, even if he isn't that nice at all. So if girls can't even be certain about what kind of mate they are looking for, how can we figure out what our real desires are, much less how to achieve them? It starts by doing one very simple thing first, discovering yourself. Chapter 2, Setting Long-Term Goals You Can Achieve. In the last chapter, we redefined our examples of desires to look like the following. 1. To fall in love, get married, and have children. 2. To have a long career or job that you love doing. 3. To own your own home. These are perfectly fine for desires, but unfortunately, some of them are a little too vague to work as goals. So you need to know the difference between something that you set as a goal and something that is simply a desire that you have. SMART. For something to be a goal, it needs to fit the SMART acronym. Specific, measurable, achievable, result-focused, time-sensitive. So, let's examine the acronym in detail and try to come up with some goals for our example desires. Obviously, your job is to do the same with the list of 3 to 5 desires that you made. Our first desire is to fall in love, get married, and have children. So, we obviously need to redefine this to fit our acronym. 1. To be in a financial, emotional, and physical condition to be ready to fall in love. This is obviously better, but it still fails to be specific. So let's break it up into 3 goals. 1. To be financially stable. Better. But now it fails the measurable test. So we need to make it something that we could actually measure. For example, 1. To be making $2,500.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?